Today is Tuesday, October 13th. We're talking about why another vaccine trial is now on hold, how a different one is getting teenagers involved, and the first COVID-19 reinfection in the U.S. Also, another contentious day expected over the Supreme Court nominee, and how the presidential candidates are spending their final weeks before Election Day. Plus, Facebook reverses its policy about Holocaust deniers, Amazon Prime Day kicks off, and the newest iPhone revealed today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, a second COVID-19 vaccine study has been shut down in the U.S. over safety concerns. Johnson & Johnson's trial is now paused because one volunteer got sick. Now, we should note Johnson & Johnson says it's standard protocol to pause the trial and start a safety review whenever someone gets sick in one of these trials. For now, all we know is one participant has an unexplained illness. But of course, in these large-scale trials, it's always possible that person got sick by chance and it has nothing to do with the vaccine. We just don't know yet. So that's why a safety review is now underway. The setback is a little disappointing to some health officials because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is the only one right now that would only require one shot if approved. The other possible vaccines in the U.S., now in their final phase of testing, require two shots about a month apart. And remember, the AstraZeneca trial is also paused in the U.S. for a safety review. One volunteer got sick in that one as well, but still, we don't know if the vaccine caused it yet. So now, there are only two still being tested here, one from Moderna and one from Pfizer. And we actually have an update about the Pfizer trial as well. The drug maker is going to start recruiting younger volunteers, hopefully to prove the vaccine is safe for children as well. The FDA gave approval to Pfizer to start testing volunteers as young as 12. Now the trial will include people aged 12 to 85. Stay tuned for more data. Scientists say a man got COVID-19 twice, and it's the first known reinfection in the United States. A 25-year-old in Nevada was diagnosed over the summer, just 6 weeks after his first case. And the second time, he reportedly had even more severe symptoms. His case study was published yesterday in the medical journal The Lancet, and researchers say the two strains of the virus were genetically distinct, so it most likely was not the first infection just popping back up. Scientists also say this man's experience shows the importance of social distancing and wearing masks, even if you were already infected. It also raises questions about how the immune system reacts to this virus and how long antibodies can really protect a person. Experts say they're still not sure why a person might get sicker the second time around, since in theory, antibodies from the first infection should work to help the body fight the virus better. So more research is still needed. It's day two today of confirmation hearings for President Trump's latest Supreme Court nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. She'll be back on Capitol Hill in person, and it's expected to be another contentious day. Today and tomorrow, Barrett faces a line of questioning from lawmakers. She'll likely be asked about controversial topics, including whether she might recuse herself from any 2020 election-related cases. Support for whether or not she should be the next Supreme Court justice seems to be pretty much along party lines. And it already seems that way on day one yesterday during opening statements. Republicans mostly congratulated Judge Barrett for her accomplishments. They highlighted the time she spent as an appeals court judge, a Notre Dame law professor, and a working mother of seven. Democrats took a different approach. They didn't directly attack Judge Barrett, but instead they criticized Republicans for rushing her nomination before Election Day. Some also talked about the stakes, saying Judge Barrett would overturn the Affordable Care Act, upend abortion rights, and side with President Trump in any court battle over the November election results. As expected, Judge Barrett defended her record, saying her approach to law is conservative and fair. Barrett also said she would bring a few new perspectives, since if confirmed, she would be the first mother of school-aged children to serve on the high court. If approved by the Senate panel, the full Senate will make the final call. Both President Trump and his election rival Joe Biden are busy campaigning in critical swing states this week. First, President Trump. During a Central Florida rally yesterday, the president told crowds he feels powerful after beating COVID-19, and he said he would like to kiss everyone in the audience. Trump's doctors have been saying for a couple days now that he's not contagious. And then yesterday, White House doctor Navy Commander Sean Conley confirmed that the president has now tested negative more than once. At the rally, Trump told supporters that COVID-19 was, quote, risky, but you gotta get out. The president also said safety lockdowns were too drastic and did too much damage to the economy. It was an outdoor rally. People in the crowd stood shoulder to shoulder, and most of them did not wear face coverings, even after President Trump tossed some masks out into the crowd. That was just the first of six rallies Trump plans to hold this week. He'll be in Pennsylvania today, Iowa tomorrow, and North Carolina on Thursday. As for the Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden is going to be in Florida today and Pennsylvania on Thursday. He made two campaign stops in Ohio yesterday. This is Biden's first trip to that state this election cycle, and some political analysts were surprised by it, since Ohio went so strongly to Trump in 2016. But the New York Times says Democrats are hopeful Ohio will be able to swing blue once again. At a drive-in rally, the former VP said President Trump has been reckless as president, specifically with his handling of the pandemic. He told supporters, quote, "He turned his back on you, and I will never do that." So far, it does seem like voters are energized by this race. On the first day of early in-person voting in Georgia, voters filled up polling sites in record-breaking numbers. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports some people waited in line for more than 8 hours. Election officials and advocacy groups have been encouraging people to vote early, where it's available at least, in hopes of easing crowds on Election Day, which is November 3rd. But this kind of record turnout is expected throughout this voting season. Election Day is exactly 3 weeks from today. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit for a reason. HelloFresh delivers fresh, high-quality, pre-portioned ingredients so you can make meals that are convenient, delicious, and nutritious. And those pre-portioned ingredients means you aren't overbuying and wasting food, which can be a burden on the planet and your wallet. I also love that 90% of ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure the freshest recipes. And speaking of the recipes, I recently made curry spice chickpea bowls with roasted veggies, cucumber raita, and garlic basmati rice. I would have never imagined I could make a meal like that in about 30 minutes, but with HelloFresh, I can. So cut out the stressful meal planning and last-minute grocery runs or unhealthy takeout and give HelloFresh a try instead. Go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use that code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use that code 80newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Microsoft says it's working to take down a major cybercrime operation that could affect the November election. The company apparently discovered an enormous malware network called TrickBot that criminals were using to launch cyber attacks. So Microsoft got a court order to take down TrickBot's servers. They were worried the criminal hackers were looking to infect and slow down state and local computer systems that were used for things like voter rolls and election results. Now, to be clear, it doesn't sound like an attack would have actually been able to change election results, but it could have seized up computers, creating chaos on Election Day. And by the way, Microsoft says its efforts don't just help protect the election. It says it'll also prevent cyber attacks on banks, healthcare facilities, businesses, and colleges. So Facebook has long been criticized for not taking down posts that deny the Holocaust ever happened. So now the company is reversing that stance. The social network says it'll ban any content that denies or distorts history about the Holocaust. Facebook announced the decision this week, citing a global rise in anti-Semitism and what it calls alarming ignorance about the Holocaust. It pointed to a recent survey that found nearly a quarter of American 18 to 39-year-olds think the Holocaust was a myth, exaggerated, or they're not sure what to think about it. So it's worth repeating. The Holocaust did really happen. Prisoners were tortured in concentration camps, and ultimately, Nazi Germany killed 6 million Jews and about 5 million others, mostly in the 1940s. Still, a few years ago, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said it wasn't Facebook's job to take down posts that were factually wrong. So this new policy is a big 180 for him. In fact, Facebook has started taking a more aggressive approach against hate speech, conspiracy theories, and misinformation overall. All right, Apple is expected to unveil its new iPhone 12 today. Experts tell The Verge up to 4 new models could be revealed. They're expected to have a new design with flat edges, plus one of them might be Apple's largest iPhone ever. Apple seems to be dropping a hint that the iPhone 12 will have the super-fast 5G network capabilities. Its tagline for the event is high speed, as in high, H-I, comma, speed. We'll get more clarity later today. Apple is streaming the reveal on Apple.com during its live event that starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. The phone won't be available to buy, though, until later this month. Today marks the start of Amazon Prime Day. The annual shopping event is now underway and will last through tomorrow. It usually happens in July, but this year it was pushed back because of the pandemic. This is Amazon's annual sales event where more than 1 million items are discounted over the 2 days. And each year, Amazon says it sees record sales for the company. That's expected again, even as some surveys show shoppers may spend less this year overall for the holidays. Prime members get deals on everything from electronics and appliances to clothing and beauty products. Other major retailers are hosting rival sale events of their own this week, such as Target Deal Day. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. Today's trivia question is, what is the driest continent? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us on Instagram, at NewsworthyPod, to play along. As for last week's trivia question, how many flowers must honeybees visit to make 1 pound of honey? The answer is about 2 million flowers. Of course, it's a collective effort. You'll never see a single bee churn out a pound of honey. On average, they only make 1/12 of a teaspoon in their lifetime. Shout out to JC, Minha, Michelle, Brian, and everyone who played along on Instagram. And that's it for today. Thanks again for making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.